One of the most inspiring books of tshuva is Orot HaTshuva, The Light of Tshuva, by Rabbi Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk, the first chief rabbi of Israel. Most books of tshuva teach you how to do tshuva. If a person sinned, what does he do to fix his sin? If he had a sin A, he does tshuva B. Usually, we translate tshuva as repentance. How do we fix up a sin? Orot HaTshuva is different. It talks about tshuva. What is tshuva? What does it mean, tshuva? How does tshuva work? Is tshuva repentance, or maybe it has a different meaning? Maybe the most correct translation is returning to God. One of the main ideas in this book is tshuva doesn't always come from a bad place, from a sin. It comes from a healthy place, or a person who wants to come back to his God, to return to God, to get closer to God, to become a better person. It doesn't matter if he sinned or maybe he's just a normal person. Another main idea from Orot HaTshuva is the harmony of life. Usually we look at tshuva as let's cut ourselves from the sins. We take our lives, split them into different pieces, and we choose where to put ourselves. Orot HaTshuva, or maybe all the ideas of Rav Kook generally, but especially in this book, try to show you the harmony of life. How can we take all of the aspects of life and bring them all together closer to God? Together, we'll try and look at a few ideas of Rav Kook. Obviously, we won't manage to look at all of them, and very shortly to see how we can take the light of tshuva into our life.